Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live here on a football Friday at Taquerias Arandas. And you can come right in the sports bar, man. The restaurant's right here, but you can come right out here with us. They got a bar right here, as Clint said, multiple TVs set up in here. You can enjoy yourself, have a good time. I ain't going to lie to you. If you are on YouTube or Twitch, you already see your boy got a nice, nice little margarita. It is good. Our engineer, Matt's got a blue one. Add a little something extra into it. So it's a good time to be. Oh, that's a little Don Julio.
He got that little baby Julio on top of it. I ain't never seen nobody put a cherry in a margarita. What's going on over there?
It's just life, man. Just enjoy it, man.
You'd mess up a wet dream.
No, I wouldn't. I've had all of mine.
A cherry and a margarita.
All of mine have been successful. Shout out to Byron holding it down as Tyler is out having a good time. Somewhere, so we appreciate you joining us again. As we said on the other side, and Reggie just said you got a chance to win two. We're hooking somebody up. We'll start in the 4 o'clock hour, hooking somebody up with $25 Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards, and you can win that if you come in. You can't miss it. Got a box right here. You can put your name in our raffle box and have a chance to win some gift cards here today. A lot to get to as it is a football Friday, and some news to jump right off with. And I would say that the headline is big news, and we'll start with the good, and that is the Texans have designated Nico Collins' return off of IR, and he practiced today and was out there on the field. There is video of it. That's big to see that he is there. He has not practiced all week. This was no physical practice at all, but he was out there walking in the helmet. Again, as we talked about yesterday, that he has got to be one of the leaders in the clubhouse on get off the bus, who looks the best in the uniform. Right there he does. He's jogging, running. Clint, I'm still not convinced that he's going to go, though.
I'm not convinced that D'Amico wants to risk it. I got to believe when you look at Nick and D'Amico and you start thinking long-term for this team, you need him versus the Cowboys. You need him versus the Titans both games. You need him versus Jacksonville. You need him versus Miami. I don't know that I want this Detroit game so bad that I let it cost me another month with C.J. Stroud, without Nico Collins.
And we know they won't do that if there's any potential.
Well, you never know. I mean, it's always it's always a, you know, he'll go out there and look good and feel good, and he'll probably be campaigning to play. And so it's – I could see –
Oh, you know he's been on it all week.
Yeah, look, I could see where D'Amico would be like, oh, hell, let's go, let's ride. It's part of the game. It's a risk you got to take. But, boy, I'd err on the side of caution here, man. Obviously, I'd love to see him back out there. I mean, he's my X-Factor player this week. Obviously, we've got some segments coming down the stretch, some matchup segments that you can't miss. This is a big time matchup with the Lions. But at the end of the day, there's I think there's a bigger picture, and it's one that you expect the higher ups that don't get caught up in the the 6-3 or the struggles of late, and they understand, they truly understand it's a longer season and there's a bigger goal in mind here. Those guys get paid a lot of money to make that decision, so I just hope they make the right one.
Yeah, just, you know, based off D'Amico's comments of, hey, when you get guys coming back, man, the first thing you want to do is, one, I want to be cautious to the long-term effects.
Yeah.
I don't want to rush anything back. And the thing that really stuck out is one of the things we want to do is to have you practice all week. Can you get through a week of practice? And then, you know, to kind of see if you're ready. Hell, he is not there. I mean, today's the first day he's practiced. Like, they had opportunities Wednesday and Thursday for him to practice in pads, and he did not practice. Today was more of a walkthrough type of a practice. So that's what stuck out to me. I think maybe this could be like the first step of him getting on the practice field, yeah, get going, and revving up into next week. I told you earlier this week, I'm tired of not seeing D'Amico Collins out there.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see something. I want to see.
So does CJ Stroud.
So does CJ. So does every Texan fan. Matt, our engineer, just threw his hands up about getting D'Amico back. Like, I want to see this offense as a football fan get anywhere close to what we were thinking. And you know, this guy, when he was playing, Clint, put up the best production of anybody in the National Football League. That includes Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, who just went nuts last night. Anybody out there, he was right up there. So I want to get your thoughts and the people's thoughts on this as we get this D'Amico Collins news. 5-Hour Energy fan text line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football. Super fans, also you all on YouTube and Twitch, what's the percentage? What's the percentage you would throw out there that you think D'Amico Collins suits it up Sunday night against the Lions? What's the percentage you think? Me, I'm going to leave the door open. He practiced. I'd say, Clint, there's maybe a 25% chance that he plays. To me, like a 25% chance to where, like what you just talked about, that he is politicking. He is trying everything he can to convince them, I'm good, I'm ready to go. And that kind of gets them going. But ultimately, I think they are thinking in the way you were talking yesterday. We cannot in any way afford to have him miss more time. We can't afford that. So I think they will sit him in this game. But I do think there is a slight, just I would say 25%.
I'm 50-50 this game.
Oh, really?
Him being out there jumping around and the problems that the Texans have on offense, because I still firmly, if it were me, I would sit him. I wouldn't. It would be 100-0. It would be 0% chance.
But you're 50-50. True game time decision.
You know, the reality of it is, like we just talked about, there's humans involved and there's campaigning involved and really there's also, I think the biggest challenge or concern right now with the Texans is how in the hell are they going to protect C.J. Stroud? And with that challenge comes not just bad football, offensive football, but also the risk of injury. And so, you know, does that play into them making that decision? There's no doubt about it. I don't think there's a one-man fix. I don't think D'Amico Collins comes back and all of a sudden C.J. Stroud is not getting touched and he's sitting back there Cadillacing in the pocket. I don't think that happens, but I do for whatever reason. For whatever reason, when D'Amico Collins is in the game, you see the screen game pick up. Like it goes from being – there was one screen last
what
week in a third and 20-some-odd.
It's the only one they do.
For whatever reason, D'Amico Collins, they legitimately the screen game, it picks up. The quick game picks up. It seems like there's throws underneath immediately right now that are made priority instead of looking downfield first and then coming down, that high to low stuff. So the effect of D'Amico being there, along with how great he has been, the effect of him being there changes not only C.J. Stroud but also Bobby Slowick. And I do think that's something that D'Amico Rines has to take into consideration when he makes his decision.
Text line and YouTube and Twitch. I got Jordan Alexander said 90% chance he plays. Someone on the text line said, I mean, Ron, it's 50-50. Either he will or he won't. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for that. My man Larry in Stafford text said 100% chance that he plays. 100% chance. Interesting. I'd love to be in that press box on Sunday night and see that 12 is out there, because I want to see this offense at its best. By the way, real quick, that's the big news, that he returned to practice? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I was surprised that he practiced today. I was surprised that he was on the practice field today when he didn't practice, because this is the other part of it, not practicing today, and these guys haven't practiced all week. Will Anderson Jr., Jake Hansen. Jake Hansen hasn't practiced the last 2 days. Damian Pierce, he hasn't practiced all week. It looks like he's probably on track to miss another game. And then Foley Fatakasi, another big one in the inside for a team that wants to run the football like the Lions do. He may be their best interior run stopper. He looks like he may not play because he's missed all 3 days of practice. I would have thought Nico would have been a part of that, but I will say that it is something that that he is practicing today and was out there, as you said, dancing and moving around. But Clint, the Will Anderson Jr. one, that's another big one. Will Anderson and Foley, those are two big misses in this particular game on your defense. If you're trying to stop this high-powered offense that can run it and can throw it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Those two factors, those guys, and we'll see a little bit later on when it comes out, the official injury report. Generally, we'll see designations if these guys will be out or questionable. It feels like in practice all week, these guys would be out. Those would be big, big misses for them.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you talk about Will Anderson, obviously he's
been their best player on defense.
Look, he's the thermostat in the room, man. I mean, he sets the tempo, and there's no doubt about that. He's obviously who I think is the best player on that defense, obviously. And this is a week where Jared Goff is an old school pro style pocket passing quarterback. You know exactly where he's going to be. Back in the day, man, if you're on the defensive side of the football, you knew, man, 7.5 to 9 yards right behind the center. That's where the quarterback's going to set up, and that's where you need to set your rush point. And that's where nowadays 75% of the quarterbacks in the league, you can't coach that no more. You can't work that no more. But there are a handful of guys that, damn it, that's where they're going to be. And Jared Goff is one of those guys. And so Will Anderson, this ought to be one where Will Anderson could eat. And I mean, even if they give extra attention to him, he could at least collapse the pocket and push push Goff towards some of these other guys. You mentioned Foley Fatakasi. Tim Settle's done well inside. Also, you look at Danielle Hunter. This is a game where whether Will Anderson plays or not, hey, I'm looking at Danielle Hunter, man. Danielle Hunter's got to be big. Danielle Hunter's got to change this game. He's not chasing Lamar Jackson around. There's a statue back there. He's got to change the game, and he's got to impact the game, affect the game. And if you don't, I think it's a win or lose type situation. So it would be great to have Will Anderson out there to lock arms with Danielle Hunter. And given that, I believe those are the two positions.
And we'll see. Hopefully he is. He's missed all practice all week. And when you say practice all week, you also have to understand, Clint, that also includes they didn't play Sunday. They played Thursday. Right? Like, he's had extra time to be off. All of these guys have had extra time to be off. So that's one to watch. All right, come on out as we are here live here at Taqueria's Arandas, and we're at Arandas Sports Bar. Come on out. You got prizes and things to win. And, Clint, also, we're continuing this every single every single Football Friday, your chance to win and be a part of that ultimate tailgating package, that ultimate prize package from Academy Sports and Outdoors, Clint.
That's right. It's two tickets to the In the Suite with Us, second largest suite at NRG Stadium for the Baltimore Ravens, with that team you watched play last night. That was as entertaining a football game as you're going to watch, with Burrow and Jack and Lamar going face-to-face. I mean, that was blow for blow. That was absolutely beautiful. That Ravens team, by the way, that helmet, that Matt
Did you like the purple?
Yes, indeed. Hell yeah, I like it. It's be hard to mess them jerseys up. Them unis up, to be completely honest with you. That's nasty. But the forward-facing Raven is something. I don't like the forward-facing Hog. I don't necessarily like the forward-facing Raven either, but it is a cool mascot nonetheless, or a cool helmet nonetheless. But that squad comes to NRG Stadium Christmas Day, so it's two tickets to that game in our suite with us, and it's a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And so it's a hell of a deal. All you got to do is sign up, show up here, scan the QR code to register for that drawing coming up here in the future, and if and when you win, we'll let you know. You can come hang out with us. It's a hell of a deal. I mean, I'll get you stop through, get you one of these margaritas, get you some of these chips and salsa, grab you a little bite to eat, and maybe grab you a michelada. That's what I think that might be what I have here in a minute. But
why not?
But go ahead and get registered up. Academy Sports and Outdoors, man, big-time sponsors. We greatly appreciate them making all this happen.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, I'm going to tell you, you know, I can be a warrior. Not a warrior, but a worrier. I got a major concern. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't think I will be. But I got a major concern we'll discuss at 3 o'clock. As we sit here getting ready for this game against the Lions, many people, and I know you, I think you've said it, you believe this is the best football team in the NFL right now. We'll see what happens with Nico. We'll see what happens with Will Anderson. We know Stephon Diggs is out. I would have, like if I said there's a 25% chance that Nico plays, I think there's a 1% chance that Will Anderson plays. I think there's a 1% chance that Foley plays. Those guys missed practice all week. But understanding where they are and what they've had issues with, and we'll see what the offensive line looks like. Obviously, it's going to be somebody new with Kenyon Green out. And I want the people to get involved in this as well. What's your honest expectations of this game? Because to me, I'm walking into this, it feels like the Packer game. To me, where my thought was, hey, you're going on the road, you're playing a good football team, you're shorthanded, you got a lot of guys out, can you compete? That's where I am, Clint, right now for this game. Can you compete? Because this is a team, and we've talked about it, they are into trying to just, as Clint would say, skull drag anybody and everybody they play. They want to put 50 up. I think they have had four or five straight games, Clint, where they've had over 31 points. They are about this thing.
Right, they're averaging 32.
Yeah, I'm just saying. They're about this thing. For me, can you just compete? That's where I am. I'll be completely honest with you. I do not feel good about the Texans' chances of winning this game. But for me, can you compete? Can you just compete in this game, and can you get in the fourth quarter and this is a ball game, and that this doesn't look like the damn Vikings game that was just not competitive? That's my expectation for the Texans this week.
Yeah, look, the truth of the matter is I think this is a fork in the road game for the Texans. I think you did a hell of a job coming out of the gates hot and getting to that 6-2 mark. You've lost two of the last three games. You've struggled against the better opponents, with the exception of Buffalo, who didn't have Amari Cooper and he didn't have his number one receiver and didn't have the best defensive lineman that they had. And so a shorthanded Buffalo team that you beat. I mean, you've not fared well in games where you're playing uphill, where you're got teams that have been where you're trying to get. They have not fared well in that department. A couple of good showings, but just haven't fared well. And when it's all said and done, the rest of the season, even the teams like the Cowboys, I mean, they're a lot like the Jets. I mean, they're dysfunctional as hell. They've lost more games than they should. But at any given Sunday, if they go beat a good football team, nobody's going to think, oh, my gosh, the Cowboys are back. I mean, they have the ability to do some things. And it just doesn't get easier moving forward with the exception of the teams that are in your division. And so I think this is a fork in the road game, man. You go out there and you no-show this game and you struggle mightily, it's going to be hard to keep facing.
And that for you is no matter who's out there, what if Nico Will's not out there?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't, because here's the deal. Here's the deal is sure, in hindsight, we'll look up and there'll be a lot of excuses. Kind of like how they use these one-score games and this and that, right? Well, there'll be a lot of excuses, a lot of reasons. Sure, and one of them will be, hey, you know, Nico wasn't out there and Will wasn't out there and this guy wasn't out there. But the truth of the matter is I just believe if the Texans lose this football game, it's going to be because of the same stuff that we've seen right here to date. It's going to be more of the same, the inability to protect the quarterback. I think the defense, as we face better football teams, they're going to give up some production. Teams are going to run the football a little bit better. Teams are going to move the football a little bit better. But I don't think we're going to look up and be like, well, we didn't win this game because of damn defense. If the Texans don't, if they're not competitive as hell in the fourth quarter and have a chance to win it in the fourth quarter, it's going to be because they can't protect C.J. Stroud. It's going to be because the offensive coordinator continues to try to throw the football down the field, and it's all about executing instead of changing what the hell you're doing. It's going to be because C.J. Stroud holds the football knowing that his offensive line can't hold up against a good defensive front. And at that point in time, it's not just – we can't look at this and go, oh, that was just another loss. It was just a tough loss in a long season. At that point in time, you've lost three or four, and you're trending in the wrong direction. I think there's going to be real problems. So This is a fork in the road game for me, and not so much as a win or lose, but a play well and give yourself a chance, or it's obvious that you ain't got a chance in this game from jump.
All right, I want to continue that, and I want the people to chew on this, and you can respond on the text line or on YouTube and Twitch, because I don't like what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of people say, just don't get blown out, just don't get embarrassed. What's the path? Create in your mind. Chew on this. Think about this. We'll talk about this on the other side. What is the path to a Texans victory? What would be the path to a Texans victory? And don't just start talking about everybody get hurt. But what is a realistic path to a Texans victory? We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.